Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Well, Rocket can. Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports going to join us. Coming up in 20 minutes, we will continue our NFL picks competition. Week 7, I can't say started off with a bang, because maybe you wanted to bang your head into a wall after seeing the Cardinals and Saints, but I guess we're making progress with the last two Thursday night games. At least there were points here, but that was a sloppy game. I thought Arizona was going to win when they're down earlier. Like, uh-oh, problems for the Cardinals. Hopkins, Murray, that's their entire offense. Now you have DeAndre Hopkins back, and you had the two big pick sixes before the end of the first half. Basically say, checkmate, good night, the game is over, and the Cardinals take down the Saints. A much-needed win for the Cardinals and for the Saints. They're never healthy. I think this is going to be a bad year for them. They don't even have that first-round pick because they traded away to Philadelphia, so it's not like you can even benefit off your team's own incompetence for this season. When we turn the page to Sunday, and each and every Sunday, I get to spend it with the great Connor Green, who's producing this extravaganza tonight. And Connor thought that these 4 hours were long. Wait until Sunday. When we do 8 hours together on Iron Football, we take you around game to game, stadium to stadium, starting at noon and going all the way up until 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. So, Connor, since we're going to be spending our Sunday together once again, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay, I know you're so pumped up. I know you're jumping up and down like a fat kid in a candy store. We're all excited to sit in a studio together for 8 hours and entertain the masses on CBS Sports Radio. Let's give a thought each here on each and every game this weekend in
the National Football League
for week number 7. So, you know, fill-in producer. Now, Connor Green is not your typical fill-in producer. He's usually better than most of the producers that are full-time here at CBS Sports Radio. I forgot to tell Connor before the break, oh, give me some music. And then once we're in the segment, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get in a zero. Give me NFL music. Give me NFL music. But you are prepared.
I did remember last time I did this segment that I had some NFL music, so I had it ready to go, no problem.
Good job out of you. Connor Green
Thank
1,
you.
Hickey 0. Atlanta at the Bengals. Atlanta is a gritty team, and their coach, Arthur Smith, is showing me that they're moving in the right direction. This is a Bengals team that, here's my thought in this game. I think it will be very similar to what we saw with the Bengals last week up against the Saints, where there's going to be moments where you go, oh my God, I can't believe the Bengals are going to lose another game. But then when push comes to shove, Burrow to Chase will be too big. So I think that connection of Burrow to Chase is going to get the job done. But if you let the Falcons hang around, they could definitely get a victory this week.
For me, it's the Bengals O-line. They've looked a little bit better the last 2 weeks. Atlanta's not a team that beats themselves because they run the ball for the majority of the time they're on the field on offense. So you're going to have to execute an offense if you're the Bengals. The offensive line has a lot of guys they brought in this offseason and hasn't gelled yet. If they want to be a team that could be Super Bowl contenders and win the AFC North, the offensive line has to play better starting with this week.
Detroit at Dallas. I love how Dan Campbell said the other day, yeah, we should have more than one win. It's frustrating. No, you shouldn't. Once again, everyone hypes up the Hard Knocks team, and 9 times out of 10, the Hard Knocks team usually sucks, and usually when you play in the Detroit Lions, you're a bad football team. Dak's back, right? That's the expectation. Dak's going to start. My thought is, Dak, just don't lose the game. Because last week, we know Cooper Rush showed who he truly is. I don't want to hear any of these dopey drama Dallas Cowboys fans. And Dak's very good, not great. He has to show he could be great. I don't want to hear anyone after this game on Sunday say, see, they should go back to Cooper Rush. Dak threw three picks. Dak looked rusty. And they either had to sweat one out or lose to the Detroit Lions. My thought is Dak Prescott win the game big.
Yeah, for me, it's how healthy actually is Dak. Because we saw last year, I think Russell Wilson got rushed back in Seattle because they were desperate for him to come back. I think Dak wanted to be back really badly because he saw how well Cooper Rush had been playing. And there's an element of, like, you want to get back on the field when the other guy's winning. So how healthy does Dak look? I think if he does look healthy, the Cowboys are a really dangerous team. I think they should smoke the Lions, but it all depends on how healthy Dak actually is.
Colts at the Titans. My thought, I want Hot Take Hickey to be miserable during this game. That's my thought, Connor. That's a football analysis only you get on this show. I want Hickey to be crying. Fire Frank Reich!
Well, he is getting a little bit optimistic about this Colts team, I believe.
It's insufferable. You know, he yelled at me the other day when I said, I don't believe in this team. And even if they win, I still don't think they're any good. Like this week. And he goes, well, why are you saying all the other teams that have a similar record as the Colts have better? Because they played better. The Colts haven't played good football this year. They lost to the Jaguars. I know they also beat them at the time, but they had to come from behind. They tied with the Texans. Like, this is just not a good team. And after one win, a comeback victory against the Jaguars, who you already lost to, he's getting all giddy about this team. Now, they get Taylor back, Jonathan Taylor, which is a plus. Shaq Leonard's still out. If I give you an actual thought, though, this comes down to, does Ryan Tannehill just not mess up this game? Because Derrick Henry, Tennessee, they dominate the Colts. You just can't have Ryan Tannehill throw this game away. Matt Ryan has been inconsistent. I just hope Tennessee steamrolls them. Like the last time these two teams played a few weeks back, it was a 14-point deficit, and then they got back into it. I hope they go up by 14, then they go up by 21, then they go up by 28, and then Derrick Henry scores a touchdown, rips his helmet off, and goes, take that! Hot take, Kiki.
For me, it's can the Colts get Jonathan Taylor going? He's been banged up. He hasn't played in a few weeks. He had a great week one, then he was really average in weeks two and three before he got injured. The only reason last year they were on the doorstep of going to the playoffs was because Jonathan Taylor was otherworldly. So they need to get Jonathan Taylor going. You want to see him rush for 100 yards. If he can be good, the Colts are a team that could challenge for the division championship. If Jonathan Taylor continues to struggle in the offensive line, which is this great offensive line, continues to have problems up front, the Colts are not going to win the AFC South and not be a playoff team this year.
Green Bay at the Commanders. Very simple. I want to see Green Bay for the first time this year actually play a full 60-minute game of football and just dominate a team. Because they have been dominated a few times this year. They've been sloppy. They've given one-half efforts. I want to see them play a full 60-minute game. That's my thought.
The Packers have to feed Aaron Jones. He's your best offensive player. I get A.J. Dillon's a good player, but he's your most talented guy. You lose Devontae Adams. To give him 9 carries in a game, 8 carries in a game, and 2 receptions, you got to feed your best offensive player. I think that's one of the issues with the offense. Feed Aaron Jones.
Hickey may be getting Wally Pipped in this segment. You're making some really good points. I think you actually put some preparation and some research into
this. I jotted
some
notes down, I have to be honest.
I think Hickey just does it off the top of his head, thinking that large head of his is actually intelligent. Tampa Bay at the Panthers. Same thing when it comes to Green Bay, as I'll say for Tampa Bay. Must be a Bay week. I got to see this offense finally do something. You guys know me. I love Tom Brady. I'm Tom Brady's biggest fan. Now since Gisele Bündchen's out of the picture, I could actually say that. This defense, they've taken a step back from where they were at the beginning of the year. I still think the defense is really good. It doesn't matter. You could put Swiss cheese on the field up against the Carolina offense, and that Carolina offense isn't going to move the ball whatsoever. This got to be like a 35-7, 35-10, 35-14 type of game where the Buccaneers offense just unleashes on a good solid Panthers defense with some good young pieces. And this got to be the first time Brady looks great this year.
Yeah, this needs to be a blowout.
Which shouldn't be tough.
No, and you just lost to the Steelers, a game you were heavily favored in.
Yeah.
Tom Brady screaming at his offensive linemen, which I actually like. I know a lot of people have been like debating about that. They need to blow out the Panthers. If for some reason this game is close, then I think you start to question a little bit as to whether or not they are Super Bowl contenders. Because you just lost to the Steelers. You should have won that game. If you don't bounce back here and blow out the worst team in football, I think there's a lot of questions about what this team actually is.
Giants at the Jaguars. The Giants have been this darling surprise team at 5-1. I think they're making the playoffs. With that being said, I think this is a trap game. Because Jacksonville, they have a good young quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. They have Doug Peterson, who knows what it's like to coach in the NFC East from his time in Philadelphia. And you're going up against a Giants team that Brian Daboll has brought the respect back and has brought culture to the New York Giants. I'm most fascinated by the first 30 minutes of this game just to see if the Giants dig themselves into a deep hole like that large divot that's in Mraz's backyard from the sinkhole that has been brewing out in his palatial yet not overly ostentatious estate. I look at the first 30 minutes where the Giants could lose this game, but I just want to see how competitive they are in the first 30 minutes because that will tell you how much of a fight this is because they should beat the Jaguars. I just get a feeling the Giants are due to lose one. Maybe it's this week.
Yeah, for me, it's Daniel Jones has to keep proving he can find ways to win games. I don't think Danny Dimes is a great quarterback, but I think he's good enough. But this is one of those types of games where it's going to be pretty close, and you're going to have Daniel Jones make a few plays late to win them the game. And you wonder, is he the guy? And he wants to prove he is the guy and get a contract in the offseason. This is one of those games you have to make a few plays to win the game.
Cleveland at Baltimore. Very simple. I think the Ravens are going to have a big lead, and it comes down to one thing. Can they finish? 35-14 up against the Dolphins. They lost. Then you had the game against the Giants last week. Up 10 in the fourth quarter, they lost. A few weeks prior to that, playing Buffalo, at one point up 20-3, they lost. Two of those losses came at home, one on the road, the one last week up against the Giants. Can Baltimore finish a game in the fourth quarter? That's my thought.
I have the exact same thing. I wrote down, finish the game. The Ravens like cannot finish the game. You have a good team. You can run the ball well. Bad decision-making late. Even in the Bengals game that they won, they were up 10-0, let them come back in the game. Just finish the game, do what you do well, which is Lamar Jackson on the ground, read options, things like that. Finish the game when you get a lead and win the AFC North, which I think they should.
Whenever you have the fourth quarter in football, you always see guys on the sideline. They put the four fingers up. Fourth quarter time, baby, four fingers up, let's go. I think what the Ravens need to do this week is the entire team, four fingers up, fourth quarter, and then Harbaugh, right before the start of the fourth quarter, calls a timeout and looks at his team and goes, guys, let's not choke this week. That's what I would do if I'm John Harbaugh, even though you would be choking away a timeout. But I think it's worth it just to reemphasize, guys, I'm taking an unnecessary timeout to tell you guys you better show up in the final 15 minutes. Jets at Denver. The Jets are the better team. The Jets should win this game. I want to see Zach Wilson, who you may not need to be the focal point. The Jets have a lot of success with their ground game, Breece Hall, and then Michael Carter. But I want to see Zach Wilson have a little bit more success and out-duel Russell Wilson, who may not even play in this game, probably will, but it's questionable right now. Shoulder, hamstring injury, all that. If you want me to take you seriously and you're the Jets, you got to beat up on the bad teams. And the last 3 weeks, not that these are all bad teams, but they beat the Steelers, the Dolphins, and the Packers. They're on a win streak. This is a game that you look at that you should be able to win. And it's about weathering the storm the next 4 weeks. Broncos, Pats, Bills, Pats. Other than Buffalo, all those games winnable. You got to get on this road of 2-2 through these next 4 weeks. This should be a win. So I just want to see Zach Wilson elevate his game a little bit.
Yeah, the Jets have to establish some level of a downfield passing game, and he has to have the threat of being able to make plays down the field. They can run the ball well. Their offensive line is solid. They have good weapons. The defense is good. The secondary's fine. They have elements of being a very, very good team, but to then be a team that could make the playoffs and actually make some sort of a run, you at some point have to make downfield plays in the passing game. Not every game is going to be like Green Bay where you just give the ball to Breece Hall and you run down the field constantly.
It is 2022.
Yeah, you got to be able to throw the ball. Zach Wilson has to do that. The offense has to do that.
Houston at the Raiders. This is a quarterback-driven league. This is a head coach-driven league. McDaniels and Carr can't get out-dueled by Lovie Smith and Davis Mills. That's the thought.
Mine is just eliminate mistakes. I think the Raiders have looked good at times, but too many mistakes.
They play 30 minutes.
That's it, and they make too many boneheaded moves. Eliminate mistakes for the Raiders.
Seattle at the Chargers. I have a lot of respect for what Pete Carroll has done this year. Brandon Staley this week, you just can't mess it up. You should win this game. Justin Herbert, I know, dealing with the rib injury, but he is the better quarterback, clearly. I don't want to see any of this just stupidity by Brandon Staley where he says it's analytics, analytics, analytics. Use your brain. Use your gut. Don't live and die by the numbers, or else you're going to be not coaching this team next year.
Yeah, mine is like, get back to the basics. You don't have to be so cute like they want to be and Brandon Staley likes to be. Run the ball. You got a great running back. Don't do anything crazy. And if it's fourth and six in your own end, you don't have to go for it.
Yes.
Just keep it basic.
Keep it simple, stupid. Kiss.
Yeah.
Kansas City at San Francisco. I want to see what impact Christian McCaffrey makes. You know, going to get some plays down at the goal line, they say. I know they say he may not play, but he will play. They'll probably give him like 15 plays, something like that. I want to see what impact Christian McCaffrey makes, but this is a bounce back spot for Kansas City. It's a respectable team, a good team, a team that can win the NFC West and should win the NFC West of the 49ers. Kansas City going to a tough place in Santa Clara. It's on Mahomes this week. And I think Mahomes gets the job done.
Yeah, I think Jimmy G has to earn his money this week. They all wanted him to start. They all wanted him to be the guy this year when Trey Lance was out there. He's now the starting quarterback. The only reason they're not favored in this game is because of Jimmy G. They're a one-point dog. They are a better team, I think, outside of the quarterback than the Chiefs. Ooh. Jimmy G's got to earn his money, and if they want to prove they could be a team that can win the Super Bowl, he's got to make some plays against a team that has a high-flying offense. They're going to have to score points.
Pittsburgh at Miami. Can he pick it back? Tua Tagovailoa back. I want to see what the Dolphins are made out of this week. They start off the year 3-0. They lost their quarterback. Then they go to 3-3. If you lose this game and you go to 3-4, that's when panic starts to set in. I want to see Tua say, this is my team. I am the franchise quarterback, and find a way to get the job done this week.
Yeah, I want to see how good the Dolphins are with Tua at quarterback.
They should win.
He threw 6 touchdowns against Baltimore. Then it was the weird game against the Bills the next week, and then he got knocked out in the game following that.
Yeah.
But how good can they be if he plays a full 60 minutes? Can they be a team that's a playoff team? Is that offense as good as they showed in the game against the Ravens? How good are they with a healthy Tua?
Now, for this one, do you have the Justin Jones audio? Because this is my thought on this game, because when it was the old Patriots, when it was the Patriots of the last 2 decades, and someone says something like this, I usually have one thought. Listen up. This is Justin Jones. If you don't know who this is, he plays for the Chicago Bears.
When I say the name Bill Belichick, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Deflated balls.
Right?
Yeah.
See, why doesn't he get flagged? Why do people not talk about that? Everyone's like, great. Dude cheated.
I heard it's still going on, so I'm going to check the things before we go.
That's for real?
I'm so serious. I heard it's still going on. So we're going to see.
I love that you're checking it.
I'm for sure checking.
We play this game.
We play this game with honesty, man. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. I so appreciate that you're saying this, because like, I feel like I'm the only guy out there that's like, hey, we're trying to compete on an equal level here. You're taping practice. You're deflating balls. That ain't cool. That ain't right.
Cool. I'm going to check them, though. I'm going to check them. Hey, I'm hand to the ref. I'm just making 8 refs. You know what I'm saying? What's up with this, no?
But how do you even check it? Like,
what do you mean? I pick the ball up and I press it down, man. Ain't no wrong with what it is.
Yeah, okay.
When it's on the ground.
Okay.
Come on now.
So you know what it should feel like?
I'm going to check it. Yeah, I'm going to check it.
All right.
For sure.
I love it. If you get a sack, I hope you get a flex. Let's go.
Oh, I got a celebration for y'all.
Yeah, make this no-name player pay this week. He's got 6.5 career sacks. Play with the Chargers, now with the Bears. I know nothing about him. Nothing. But I hate him. Don't like him. Because he's attacking my guy, Bill Belichick. The always friendly to the media, honest Bill Belichick. Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones, who cares? The old Patriots would light this dude up, and they beat this team by 30, and I think the Patriots win. So the slogan this week is just simply, make Justin Jones pay.
Yeah, Deflategate is one of the dumbest controversies ever.
And you're a Jets fan saying that.
It's so stupid. And my thing is here, after this game, everyone's going to be wondering, how did Matt Eberflus get hired as a head coach? Because I think New England is going to completely smoke Chicago. Their offense is going to look horrible. People are going to wonder after this game, wait, how did this guy get a head coaching job?
By the way, out of his 6.5 career sacks, 2 of them have come this season. So, Justin Jones, before you tug on Superman's cape, how about you do something in the NFL going after Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I know nothing about this guy. You know, he could say what he says. You know, funny guy.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. NFL picks next with Jersey Jerry.
What's up, everybody? Guess who's hosting a new podcast? No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Listen as I pull back the curtain on everything beyond the world of sports. Interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. You know me. I'll give you my unbiased opinion. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. A presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Well, let's get to it. Week 7 in the National Football League. Zach Gelb, Jersey Jerry here with you. Jersey Jerry, of course, from Barstool Sports. Jersey Jerry, how you been?
Hey, everything is good, man. Can't complain. How you been, Zach?
Mom, great. The Patriots won last week. Your Steelers won. Very rare time that we both to get to enjoy this football season this year.
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, really big upset against Tom Brady. Didn't see it coming, but makes it even sweeter when you're going against that guy.
Well, I did watch you on Barstool Sports Advisors, and you did take the Steelers plus the points, so it worked out well for you.
Yeah, it did. You know, tough game, you know, against a solid defense. It's just, you know, the Steelers just do this all the time, Zach. They play good against these good teams and then bad against these teams that aren't such as talented as others. I don't know what to make of it. I really don't.
It's like just when you think the season's over, they suck you back in. And this team's 2-4. All right, intrigue going up against the Dolphins. You get Kenny back. Going up against Tua, he's back for the Dolphins. It's like, all right, if you get the 3-4, who knows what the Steelers then could do.
Exactly. And, you know, let's not forget T.J. Watt coming back after the bye, most likely. Things could turn around. And the division really isn't that good right now.
No, it isn't. And Baltimore, man, they can't close out a game to save their life right now. That's stunning.
And Dobbins is down for about 4 to 6 weeks, I've seen.
Yeah, exactly. Going to get another surgery. All right, so I have a slight lead over Jersey Jerry. I'll start things off this week. This spread seems low. I know the 49ers are a heck of a team, and they just got run CMC. They'll play, what, probably 15 plays or so this week. Kansas City, though, coming off a loss. I know Mahomes could get banged up a bit this week going up against that defense, even though you don't know who's going to be playing for that defense with all the injuries they had. Niners coming off a loss, too, but I'm just going to go with the best quarterback in this one. I will take Mahomes to outduel Jimmy G. Give me Kansas City on the road, laying a point.
Awesome. One of my picks is going to be an underdog pick. And You know, I really think Steelers kind of figured a couple things out. And I will go with the Steelers this week, Sunday Night Football. They are a 7-point underdog, so I'll take the 7.5. I apologize. They're plus 7.5. I really think they keep this game close. Who knows what Tua is going to be like coming off that injury, you know, hasn't played in a couple weeks. When you get hurt like that, it definitely has to affect you some sort when you're dropping back in the pocket. Hopefully the Steelers can get pressure like they did last week. Give me the Steelers.
Yeah, 7.5 points is a lot of points. I know Tua and the Dolphins are rolling before the injury, but that's a ton of points. I will go for pick number 2. I just think they're the better team, and I don't know what the heck is going on with Russell Wilson. I know Nathaniel Hackett's not a good coach. I'm going to take the Jets plus the point here. I think they win this game outright. I love the Jets this week. They're the more well-rounded team going into Denver. They'll take care of the Broncos.
Awesome. My next pick will be Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Coming off that really, really tough loss against the Steelers, they didn't look good at all. Tom Brady did not look good under pressure. I don't really think the Panthers will be able to get to the quarterback. So I think they're going to come out with a vengeance. This should be a 20-24-point game. I'm all over Tampa Bay this week, minus the 13.
Yeah, and the Panthers just have no offense. Now with Run CMC out and DJ Moore doesn't want to be there, that's one of the worst offenses I've ever seen. Like, I went to school with PJ Walker, and I loved him as a college quarterback, winning an AAC championship for my Owls, but he should not be starting games in the NFL.
No.
And that's just me saying it politely. Okay, final game. It's a road game, but it's basically a home game because everyone just can't stand Daniel Snyder. He sucked the life out of all those fans of the football team that he owns. The Packers have been brutal. They have not played a good game yet this season. I don't even know if they play a great game this weekend. And Taylor Heinicke starting, I think they win at worst case like 27-17. I love the Pack this week laying the 4.5 points.
I love it too. My last pick, you know, this line hasn't really moved, and I was expecting it to move. The Jaguars -3, I know it's a weird play. Why are they the favorite in this game? Giants are 5-1. They look good. Their defense looks good. They're moving the ball. They're scoring touchdowns. Barkley looks great. Why is the line -3? I'll tell you why, because Vegas already knows. They already know. The Jaguars will win this game. They'll cover the spread. This line hasn't moved. The Giants should have been bet so much more than they have been. This spread should have went down to 1.5. It just hasn't moved. I'm sticking with the Jaguars this week.
Yeah, I kind of think there could be a letdown spot as well. I see you're back on Barstool Sports Advisors throwing around food this week.
Yeah, that was Stu Finer. Classic Stu Finer throwing the pies around. I'll tell you what, it's a great show. I love the show, man.
Honestly, I'm not just saying this to blow smoke up your ass because you're on the show. I watch it each and every week. I think it's the best sports betting show around. It's just entertaining. It's fun. It's loose. And you never know what's going to happen when Stu Finer gets into a room.
You got that right.
Well, Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports, always appreciate you doing this. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, brother. Sounds good. Talk next week.
You got it. So Jersey Jerry taking the Steelers plus 7.5, Tampa Bay -13, the Jaguars -3. And I'm rolling with the Packers -4.5, the Jets +1, and Kansas City laying a point. Now, on a football Friday, the thing I look forward to the most today, and we've had an awesome show so far, loved our conversation with Wandell Robinson, Quinnen Williams, Peter King, and then Jersey Jerry right there, and also a really fun time previewing all these college football games. But with everything that's going on in the NFL, with everything that's going on in college football, maybe it's just something different, or maybe, since he's like kind of our fatherly figure here around CBS Sports Radio, we know that the discipline is going to be coming from one Marco Belletti, and it has to do with baseball. No, it has nothing to do with this NLCS game #3 where the series is tied up at 1-1, and right now the Philadelphia Phillies still have a 3-2 lead as this game goes into the top of the 6th. But it has to do with last night, as the Yankees, who struck out 30 times for the first two games in this series, 13 in game #2, and this was their manager, Aaron Boone, after the game.
You know, who'd have thought? I think the roof open kind of killed us. I think it's a 390 ball. I think it was like 106 at whatever And when I went out to take Seve out, we noticed it a lot with Tucker's ball. You know, the base hit he got to right, it kind of looked like it just went and stopped. And then I think Judge's a homer all the time.
Wind was blown in.
The wind was blown, yeah, across like that.
Now, I already told you how disgusted I was by those comments by Aaron Boone. But I know Marco Belletti, who is a huge Yankee fan, and he's also someone that preaches accountability. Like, when I look accountability up in a dictionary, I see the name Marco Belletti. And Marco, before I get your opinion on this, I know you have a very young son. What, your son's like 8?
My son's 8, my daughter's 2.
So your son is 8. So let's just say when your son eventually gets a little bit older and he gets into high school and he does something stupid and you're having a conversation with him, I know the line from Marco. Don't make a lame excuse. Just tell me the truth and take accountability. I could just see it right now.
I say it now.
He's oh, really?
Are you kidding me? I think I said that this morning.
You got to be livid with that from your manager.
You sound like a petulant child. Honestly, it's real. It's listening to all of them. They're getting it. Apparently, they're getting their cues from their manager, which is part of it. When you're in charge and you're responsible for everybody, Kyle Gashioka, Luis Severino, the wind, and he didn't
exit
really get
velocity.
It. He only hit a 91. Judge hit his 106. Did you lose? Did you hit? Did you do anything in this game? Shut up. Take responsibility. Take accountability. Stand up there and say, we have not gotten the job done. We need to be better. We will be better. That's it. Walk away. Oh, everybody that looks for, oh, but this happened. Oh, but that happened. Nobody cares.
They haven't hit for 5 years in the playoffs.
Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard an excuse at any point in your life with something that was going on that you didn't like? Did you ever hear it and go, that makes me feel better? No! It never makes you feel better. Take responsibility. Suck it up and move on. That's it.
You couldn't have said it any better.
I mean,
and just to give everyone a visual of Marco tonight, he's in a flannel shirt, has the Yankee hat on, got the scruffy beard going on. You look like you just gave taught a lesson to your son or something, and you're just explaining the simple things in life of taking accountability.
You know, we say this how many times though? Whenever something goes wrong, we go, Do you have PR people to tell you, like, stop looking for excuses?
Don't look like a jackass.
Just stand up there. Take one and just wear it.
Yeah.
Just say, you know what? I messed up. What is so difficult about, I had a tough day, I had a bad day, I screwed up, it's my fault. Why does everybody struggle with this? I never, for the life of me, I don't get it. You lose a game, you stand up there, I don't want to hear about the wind, I don't want to hear about he didn't really get it. And it, by the way, Alex Bregman's ball is out, what, at every stadium on the planet? Like, he tattooed a pitch. He beat you to a spot.
I read Judge is only out in one at Yankee Stadium.
But even still, it's just the idea that, like, he beat you to the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Tip your hat and move forward.
Yeah.
Now, you can grumble under your breath when you go into the dugout going, man, I can't believe he did that. Sure. But not, oh, because this happened and that happened. Stop. You sound like a child.
And Altuve hasn't even got a hit, and they're still up 2-0.
This is an awful matchup for the Yankees. I told you that before the series started.
But it's not even like the Astros are playing great in these last two games. Like, they've been the better team, don't get me wrong, but these last two games are winnable games.
Very, and that's part of the reason why every Yankee fan is as frustrated as they are, especially when game one, you punted. You punted game one, giving me the idea, and I didn't say it, but all your actions told you, we didn't feel like we had a good opportunity because we were on no rest coming from game five. Our bullpen's
more
been taxed.
Excuses.
And you know what? We're not going to go after it in game one. And then you find yourself in a 1-1 game in the sixth inning, and you continue with that thought process. You saw them go after it last night in game two. They didn't get it. Luis Severino looked good other than one mistake. They were quick to the pen to go to Jonathan Loaisiga. But for some reason, we saw Clark Schmidt for five outs
in
the fifth and sixth inning. We saw Miguel Castro, who got dusted off in the eighth inning. We haven't seen him in 2 months. Frankie Montas hasn't thrown a baseball in a month and a half. You get the seventh down by two. Like, it was just the idea, like, your actions show that you punted game one, you lost game two, and then you come home and say, well, we could have if it just happened. No. Wear it.
And you know what the old adage is? You're not in danger of losing a series until you drop one at home. But I usually roll my eyes at that because you at least have to have a good feeling through two games in order to make me buy back in, like, okay, they did this well and that well. If this series gets back to Houston, like, I think they could win one. I don't think they're going to win two, though, at Yankee Stadium. I would be surprised if this if we're back in Houston for a game six. I predicted Astros in six before the series, but I'd be surprised if it gets back to six at this point.
I agree. Before the series started, I said the Astros in five.
Oh, okay.
I'll stick with that because I think maybe. And I would love to say, oh, well, behind Gerrit Cole, you can get a game. Pitching's not the problem. Jameson Taillon was not the problem.
And
Severino was not the problem.
Yankees fans for the last few years have always harped on the pitching. And do they have these unbelievable aces? Not all the time. Like, I know Cole's phenomenal, and they ended up getting him. But the bats the last five, 6 years just don't show up in the playoffs.
No, they haven't been able to get the big hit. They've had some home runs, but they go into droughts. And that's the way their offense is built. They're built on the home run, which is not necessarily a bad philosophy, as long as you have the ability to change your approach when you need to. Now, again, you know, it's not to say it's 1940s baseball. The idea of, like, well, you got to be able to bunt and you got to be able to stop. Like, we're not going to go backwards in time. You need to be able to hit the ball out of the ballpark to win games.
That was the Mets this year.
Yeah, that's real baseball. That's the way the game is played, and everything shows you that. However, there are times when you have second and third and one out, you need to be able to put the ball in play. Infield is back. You need to be able to, at some point, just get the ball in play to get the run across. And that is something where they have not changed their approach. They have not been able to be situationally smart. That's a problem. And that's not each individual guy necessarily. To me, that's a philosophical problem. Because when a guy walks up to the plate, I understand he's a slugger. You're telling me he gets two strikes to swing from his ass and try to put a three-run homer? I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Once he has two strikes on him, now you can strike out
the
if
Yankees
you get confused.
Have been swinging hard this series.
That's the thing. Like
they've got embarrassed.
When you have two strikes on you and a guy on third and the infield back and they're saying, you can have this run, then you take that run.
What was it Rizzo last? I think it was Rizzo. It took like two steps up in the batter's box at one point.
In the ninth.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, I haven't seen that.
No, but see, Rizzo is one of the few guys that actually has a decent approach.
Yes.
And last night, if you saw, second and third, what does he do? Hits a weak little grounder to first, gets the run in, gets the runner over. And they were able to score both of those runs, aided by an error. Because that's the only thing the Yankees did last night, was pitcher. Aided off an error from Framber Valdez. So again, it's just being cognizant of the situation. They were able to do that in one spot. Every other time during the series, and let's be fair, in the Guardian series as well, they don't change their approach. You're not always going to get bailed out by Stanton and Judge hitting three-run shots, not when you're getting zero for the rest of your lineup. It's a problem.
I'm pulling a Bob Costas. The people are getting in my ear, and they're giving me the 10-second countdown, so we need to get to the update here. Here is El Capitan, who just brings the authority back and accountability back. Love what I just heard from Marco Belletti. Here he is, the latest CBS Sports Radio update.
What's up, everybody? Guess who's hosting a new podcast? No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Listen as I pull back the curtain on everything beyond the world of sports. Interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. You know me. I'll give you my unbiased opinion. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Hey, this is Howie.
And this is Nick.
From the Backstreet Boys.
And you're listening to the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And guess what?
Zach is back. All right.
He's live. He's nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's get to the closing bell.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
All righty, let's start things off in Houston last night and listen up to Alex Bregman hitting a three-run home run.
Severino set just above the belt. And the 1-2. Swing and a three-pointer from way downtown. It's good! Alex Bregman with the long ball. It's 3-0.
That is from the Houston Astros Radio Network. Connor, I have never heard a baseball announcer call the play as if it was a three-point shot in basketball.
That's the first time for me, too. And he knew it, I guess, off the bat and then just called it right away. But I've never heard someone off the bat say three-pointer. Although most of the games I'm listening to on the radio, admittedly, baseball-wise, is John Sterling Yankees radio. Yeah. So maybe it's a little more common across baseball.
I guess. I don't know. I've never heard that before. But anyway, give a stock up to Alex Bregman. Christian McCaffrey, you did it! You're out of the Carolina Panthers organization, which was just going to be miserable for this year. And now you're with the San Francisco 49ers. You actually have a shot to go into the playoffs and actually do some damage in the postseason. Run CMC out of the Panthers. Now with a bunch of weapons in Santa Clara, give a stock up to Run CMC. I wasn't expecting this one today. I did think he would manage again. I did not think it was going to be with the Texas Rangers. But Bruce Bochy getting back in baseball, I absolutely love it. I don't know if he's going to end up having success in Texas, but the guy is a Hall of Fame great manager. I thought he would go to a more ready-to-win type of team. But this is a great move for the Texas Rangers getting a manager like that. So give Bruce Bochy a stock up. You know the Will Smith gif? I know this is not a slapping joke, but the Will Smith gif from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the meme, when he's in the house where all the furniture's gone.
One of the best episodes of TV ever, to be totally honest.
That is DJ Moore right now. He's in the Panthers locker room, and there's no one there because Run CNC's out of the building, and he's still there, and the early reports are, yeah, we're not going to trade you, AK. If you want to trade for DJ Moore, you got to give up a whole lot more than what's being offered right now. So I feel bad for DJ Moore. Give him a stock down. Aaron Boone. The Aaron Boone. Oh, the roof was open. The wind. Dude, your team has struck out 30 times. 30 times. Right, Connor? That's a true statement. 30 times in the first two games.
30 times in two games. In game one, they struck out 17 times. The Astros, I believe, only swung and missed in total 12 times.
Can you imagine striking out 17 times, and then you do better the next game, and you still struck out 13 times?
It's unbelievable.
Woof.
And the at-bats, it's like, look, the Astros have great pitching, but some of the Yankees at-bats, Josh Donaldson had a strikeout in game one.
Yeah.
Where the curveball is basically in the catcher's mitt before he even attempts to swing, and it's like this half swing. Like, it just looks, they look horrible at the plate.
And it was very fitting that the game ended last night on a check swing. And he went, obviously, but it's kind of crazy how hard they're swinging, too. They're swinging out of their shoes.
And I think there's, like, mounting pressure on them. They know how much the fan base wants to beat the Astros. They don't like the Astros. And every guy getting up there wants to hit.
But they're not beating the Astros.
I don't think they're going to. And every guy wants to go up there and hit, like, a five-run home run instead of just getting on
a
base.
A five-point shot from downtown.
And one.
Give a stock down to Aaron Boone.
You idiot. Get back in there at once and sell.
I'm ending the show with this, and I'm giving a dual stock down. Number one to Elijah Moore. The Jets are finally good. The New York Jets are 4-2. They're finally moving in the right direction. And Elijah Moore is going to request a trade. Good on Robert Saleh for saying, we're not trading you, a.k.a. we're only going to trade you if we get something great back. But we're not going to trade you for now. So you come back to the facility, and oh, yeah, we're not going to play you this weekend. So I like that from Robert Saleh. But then I saw Brandon Marshall was on Up and Adams, the Kay Adams new show, which is a tremendous good name of a program. And Brandon Marshall is criticizing Zach Wilson, saying he needs to be a better teammate, like things like that. He needs to support Elijah Moore more. All Zach Wilson did yesterday and today was support Elijah Moore. And I saw the press conference. Brandon Marshall said, I watched the press conference. No, you didn't. Because everything you asked the quarterback to do, he did. You just probably don't like Zach Wilson because you wanted them to draft Justin Fields from things that I read on the internet. And supposedly Elijah Moore may have a burner account, and now that got exposed. So this is ugly, ugly, ugly. Give a stock down to Elijah Moore and Brandon Marshall. And that's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Big thanks to Wandell Robinson, Quinnen Williams, Peter King, and Jersey Jerry for stopping by. Final results of the poll question. The 49ers this year will be in the Super Bowl, win the NFC West, be a wildcard team, or miss the playoffs. 8.4% missed the playoffs, 20.5% be in the Super Bowl, 32.5% be a wildcard team, and 38.6% say win the NFC West. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Sunday on Eye on Football. Big thanks to each and every one of you. Follow me on social media at Zach Gelb, at CBS Sports Radio. Connor Green, thanks so much. Talk to you Sunday, then also talk to you Monday as well. Yeah, bye-bye. Peace.
What's up, everybody? Guess who's hosting a new podcast? No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Listen as I pull back the curtain on everything beyond the world of sports. Interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. You know me. I'll give you my unbiased opinion. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Finding a perfect suit can seem impossible, but finding a suit that's perfect for you is simple with Indochino. Choose your favorite fabric and customize every detail. Then submit your measurements online or get measured in store for a custom made-for-you fit at an incredible price. And with Indochino's fall collection featuring new colors and premium fabrics, you'll be in style all season long. Indochino makes it easy to craft a look that suits you perfectly. Suits start at just $449, and fitted shirts start at just $89. And you can fine-tune every detail, lapels, linings, monograms, and more. Create a personalized wardrobe that doesn't cost a fortune with options like shirts, casual wear, and outerwear. Want to elevate your look? Indochino lets you make any suit a tux. Design your perfect suit today with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more with promo code FALLUPDATE at Indochino.com. That's INDOCHINO.com. Promo code FALLUPDATE.